And now it's time for a question from Papa.
Yay! Dun, 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 dun.
That we haven't already asked.
Yeah, we haven't asked it already. This is new information to you.
If you had a slush, like a slushy machine, what three flavors would you have in it?
That's a good question. I would definitely go with passion fruit. Because it is one of my favorite drinks of the fruit, realm of drinks. I want to go with pineapple and, keep it classic. I would go with blue raspberry.
Okay.
Stay safe.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah. What would you pick?
I chose cherry limeade, dragon fruit, and mango.
Dragon fruit would be an interesting flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It is an interesting flavor mm-hmm. in itself. So imagine mm-hmm. that in a slushy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I'm out here.
Nice. I had a dragon fruit smoothie the other day, and it was very good.
Ooh,
very nice.
Like you being exotic.
Very refreshing. It was nice.
You know what's refreshing to hear?
What?
The intro.
The intro. We should intro. After I take my sip of water. Oh my God. Oh my God. What's going on?
New Quest and Friends.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Quest from Quest and Friends, the podcast. And I'm here with the one, the only.
What's my name?
Jay.
Shmi.
Shmi, baby. Oh, Shmi. You know what I'm saying? Jay, how you doing, man?
I'm hydrated because it's hot.
It's hot as balls. Oh, my God. Like, I got in my car this morning. I got in my car after work today. Oh, my God. Like, it was a sauna in my car. A sauna in my car. It was nuts. So, we have a special episode today. Because today is episode 175.
Ooh.
And that marks a milestone for us. As a podcast, and this is going to be the end of a season for us. We'll get into all that later. But
way to ruin the surprise.
It's special. Oh my God. Well, I mean, I had to announce it. You know what I'm saying? Gotta announce it to the people early so they know what to expect.
And he's cracking a Smirnoff, so you know how this is going to go.
Yep. So, you saw someone this weekend.
I mean, I guess if you want to talk about it right this second.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So, I guess I saw someone that I enjoy.
That he really likes.
I don't know.
That he really enjoys.
Oh my God. I mean, I don't even know. It's not a big deal.
It was a big deal to him.
It's not a big deal. You know?
It was a huge deal.
It's nothing special, you know?
It was extremely special. Extremely.
I went to see Angelo Mota.
Who?
Angelo Mota.
What?
Over the weekend.
Nice. Mm-hmm. How was the show?
It was great. It was really good.
I'm glad you had fun.
He did a mix of, I'd say he did half the album, and then the rest was like some of his like well-known singles.
Yeah. Nice. It was an experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope, man.
And I saw him before the show even started, and I told him, oh yeah, 14 Grams was the first song of yours I heard this year. And then when your album dropped, Spotify just kindly was like, here
you go, here's a gem for you.
And he was like, oh yeah, Spotify pretty much gave you the alley-oop. And I was like, yep. And I've been on it since then. And he was like, well, when I do 14 Grams, I'm going to point to you before. And I was like, oh, so you are doing 14 Grams. Okay, that's great. I mean, that, yeah, I love 14 Grams. But are you going to do First Gear? He's like, yes.
Nice. And did he in fact point to you?
He did in fact point to me.
Nice.
That's dope, even man. Though I literally was right in front of his face, front of the stage, as I always am.
True, true. That you are. Always at shows. It's dope. It's dope, man.
One thing about me is if I get the chance, I'm going to be front and center. That artist is going to know I'm there for them. And if there's a chance, I'm going to walk up to you.
Yeah.
I should probably, at this point, because everybody I told is like, you just be seeing everybody. So I'm like, at this point, I should just start like a thread. Like a thread of just the pictures of the artists I've met.
You should. That'd be dope. It'd be a dope little miniseries. It'd be tight.
No, just a slight little flex.
Yeah.
To myself. Yeah, if you guys know the artists, then yeah.
Yeah. You know? He's best friends with like one of his favorite artists already.
Huh?
So that's pretty cool.
I am.
He's best friend.
Love you, Rainey.
Yeah. You know? Same with Mac. You know what I mean?
Who released a song.
Mm-hmm. Which is a great song. Mm-hmm. Great, great song.
Mm-hmm.
Called Chances. You should check it out.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it was three performers. It was the opener, a band named Evening Elephants.
Ooh.
Excuse me. They went on first, then Angelo, and then the closing band was Private Island.
Nice.
So, Evening Elephants. They were having a lot of audio issues. So,
oh, no way.
I couldn't hear like the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
But the guitarist, he was living his best life. He was going off. He saved the performance for me, at least.
Nice.
Yeah. And I got to talk to him too. Because me and my cousin, shout out to my cousin, Aziza. She invited herself to the concert.
Nice.
So she tagged along. Yeah, we talked to the guitarist from Evening Elephants, told him he was great, and the three of us had like a little moment about the arts and why they're so important. Because my cousin just decided to throw out the fact that we're both actors.
Nice.
And so he just was like, "Oh, you guys, I could never be go on stage and perform and stuff." And we were like, "And we could never go on stage and play the guitar like you." So there we go.
Yeah. Nice. That's dope.
But yeah, Evening Elephants happened. Then Angelo. And it was nice. It was nice to see that Angelo had like a group of us there to see him. Because when my cousin and I got to the venue, you can very much see that
Mm-hmm.
The audience was an audience, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to say about that.
Mm.
But there was a nice little group of us in the front that was, well, except for my cousin. She didn't know who Angelo was. She just tagged along, as I said, and got to experience his music for the first time.
That's dope. Hell yeah.
So after the show, we ran into Angelo again, and he was like, "So, what did you think?" And she was like, "Oh yeah, I'm a fan now. I'm a big fan now."
Hell yeah, that's dope, man. I'm glad you got to share that experience.
But
that was cool.
Shout out to the other homie that was there, rapping every lyric word for word with me and Angelo. His at on Instagram is secretly Peter Parker. And I know he has music as well, because he decided to be like, "Oh, bro," because we linked up after, and you know, I was gonna be like, "Oh, what's your IG, whatever," because you know, we became cool, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I was gonna give you my IG, because if you like Angelo's music, you're gonna love mine." I'm like, "Oh, all right, I'll see for myself."
Nice. So you saw two artists that day.
I mean, sure, yeah.
Nice. That's
but cool. After Angelo, Private Island went on.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't stay for them.
Makes sense.
Because, you know, the energy, or at least my energy, I mean, he had the energy. He had the energy up for his performance. And it felt like when Private Island went on, the energy just went down. Even though majority of the audience was there for them, I feel like they weren't giving what it should have gave. The audience wasn't engaging. Yeah.
Wasn't engaging as they should have been. Wasn't as engaging as they should have been.
Yeah.
I see. And that happens, you know?
And so my cousin and I were like, "You know what? We're in North Hollywood. We should head back to familiar territory."
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. That's dope though, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you had fun. Sound like a blast.
Oh, it was fun. It was great.
I'm glad, big dog. I'm glad. I'm looking forward to seeing Luis Miguel.
Ooh.
In September. I've always been a fan of his music. My mom is also a big fan. So, you know.
You know what's so tragic for me?
What?
I don't have any concerts lined up right now.
Wow. Kay Tramine is going to be in concert, but those tickets are... Who?
There's no concerts lined up for me right now.
Yeah. Yeah, same. I mean, I got one in September, but that's it. Really? That's it.
Must be nice.
I wanted to go see Chance the Rapper for his 10-year anniversary. Of loving his wife. Of acid rap. And then 50 Cent's going to be here in L.A., but he's gonna be here on the day that I leave back to the motherland, which is pretty funny because like that'd have been dope to see 50.
Yeah, that's you know, main man 50 grand back then.
Yeah. Yeah. But speaking of friends who make music, Rainy dropped an EP.
It's a dark summer.
Dark summer. So he dropped a Dark Wave EP.
Yes.
It's a 5-piece project. If you want to experiment with Dark Wave, I recommend this project because it is a pretty solid introduction to the genre.
Yeah, it's
of Dark Wave.
You can tell it's very much a love letter of sorts to the genre because Rainey experimented with it because he is a big fan of the Dark Wave genre. So mm-hmm. And putting his own flair to it, which I appreciated.
Yeah, it was dope. It was a dope thing. And I cannot wait until he finishes his other project.
A full album.
A full album, which is going to come out in the winter.
Yeah.
We have no specific date yet. But he's working.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited. I'm big excited. Shout out Rainey, man.
Shout out Rainey.
Shout out Rainey. Speaking, and then also, on the topic of Rainey, he blessed us and is also blessing us with a few features on this mixtape that we're dropping, the Quest and Friends mixtape. And we are releasing a single. I don't know when, but we will be releasing. We will be releasing the single sometime soon.
Yeah, you know. Quest is on there doing his thing.
Yep. Shout out Ozzy.
Jay's not on it.
Jay's not on it, unfortunately, because, you know, Big Weenie doesn't want to be on it.
I didn't say that. I said, I know my lane. I'm a stand. But, I mean,
you could, you know, you could do a monologue and be sick.
I am not about to be and not to be.
And not? You're in theater? It'd be right up your alley. You said? To be or not to be? On this mixtape is the question.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah. You know, we got the demos for the EP.
We did.
Early on. So we knew it was going to be...
It was going to be fire.
It was going to be fire. So for it to finally be out...
Yeah.
In the world where you all could enjoy it, we're proud of you, Rainey.
Yeah, we're proud of you. And to be honest, if anybody's going to give you your flowers, it's going to be me and Jay. It's going to be me and Jay. You bet your ass, bro. You put your foot into... 99.9% of your projects, man. And you do an amazing job, you know? So shout out to you for being you and...
The creative that you are.
The creative that you are in these spaces that you are in. You do an amazing job.
And you better know that.
I hope you know that. You better know that shit. Much like Jay said. But yeah, what else have you been listening to? What's been on your rotation?
Well, this past week was me prepping for Angelo's show, so I listened to his album pretty much all week on top of Dark Summer EP, on top of Mac Keen releasing Chances. But other than that, I kind of went back. I mean, yeah, I went through Angelo's discography once again. And I went back to my playlist last year, which had some of Rainey's old stuff on there too. So I kind of got back to Shake and Bass. And also, uh, Wow, I forgot the song I'm in the music video for.
Drill Bob?
Yeah, Drill Bob Tech Pants. The name just went.
Yeah. I feel you.
But yeah, I got back to Drill Bob Tech Pants and was getting sturdy because it's a short song, so you got to run it back like 30 times.
Yeah, it's like, what, a minute and a half?
It's a minute flat.
Oh, it is a minute flat. Yeah, you're right.
I should know. Right. I was dancing for a minute straight.
Yeah, for a minute straight. Like, it was fire. Good job, man. Shit was dope. It's a dope single. Like, a lot of his Lucy's are dope.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, as in Lucy's, I mean, like the recent ones that he's dropped have been sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even like, even his older projects were just fire, man. Fire. But yeah, like, I want to, you know, in the same lane of giving people their flowers, I want to thank you, Jay, for, you know, riding this out with me and being a part of this, you know, because I know that it takes a lot to be, you know, here once a week and just be consistent and open and willing to put in the time, the effort. So thank you, man. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Thank you. For real. But yeah, like, it's hot. So I don't want to like rush through this episode, but you know, I also don't want us to cook in here. Yeah, it's been brewing in my head about, you know, wanting to take a break, you know, finish the season off and taking a break, you know, and kind of just resetting or something. So yeah, I think that ending on or pressing pause on episode 175 is good, I think. Like, I've just been thinking about, like, you know, like all last week and like, you know, coming up to this, I've just been thinking about like just all the, you know, the different people that have, you know, been here and have helped us out as a collective, you know, all the support that we've had from everybody. And, but yeah, I gotta press pause. We gotta press pause. I can't, I can't keep, forcing something for the sake of trying to continue, to push forward. Like, I'd rather press pause, take a step back, you know, recalibrate, and, you know, come back. You know, come back fresh. It's taken a lot to come to the conclusion of wanting to take a break. Because I was never one to be like, oh yeah, we should take a break for like, you know, an extensive amount of time. Because, you know, I didn't want to lose the momentum. You know? I never wanted to lose momentum. But, I mean, little did I know that I was losing the momentum you know, on my own. And to be honest, like Jay, you really like kept it together for me. And you've been supportive throughout. You've been vital, to us as a collective. You know, you've brought so much to the podcast that I'm forever grateful for. And, yeah, man, I can't thank you enough, man. Like, you know, all the guests, you know, the countless times that we've come together with the homies, and just, you know, had laughs, man. I liked the idea of, like, you know, blowing up and being, you know, that'd be cool, right? It would be, and it still would be cool. But then I like also being intimate. I like the idea of being intimate, amongst the homies, you know, like there's something special about it, you know? But I don't want to burn myself out trying to force something. So, you know, I'm going to forever give as many flowers as I can. So thank you, Jay. Thank you to Garrett, you know. He was also a huge piece. Thank you to Alyssa, Michelle, Ozzy, David, Adrian, Stokes, you know, Julian, Yankee, all the homies, you know, the three Christmas episodes we did, you know, end of the year wrap up. Those were fun, man. And, you know, thank you to Bob, Gabby, you know, just everyone that had, you know, had an imprint, on the podcast. It means so much to me. Like, this feels like a goodbye, but it's really not. It's really not a goodbye. It's more like a, you know, we'll see you when we get back, you know?
We're just gonna go get some milk from the store.
Yeah, we're just gonna go, you know, get some waters and some milk from the store. Yeah, man. Like, it just kind of sucks that we have to press pause. But, I mean, you know, there's good in also taking a step back and, you know, wanting to just come back better. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Is there anything else you want to add?
There's
a lot brewing over there that I know you want to say. It's just not a lot. It's swirling in your head so much that you're kind of
I don't want to get emotional because like it feels like a goodbye, but it's really not. Again, you know, we're just gonna go to the store But like,
it's okay. It's okay. It's not a goodbye.
It's not a goodbye.
Just say what you need to. Now you have a floor.
So, like, y'all know me. I'm transparent. I'm as transparent as I can be with my, you know, with the podcast. So, I've just been, you know, busy. And I haven't been able to be as consistent. This is me personally. I've been dealing with a lot mentally, and I don't want this beautiful thing that I enjoy to become something that feels like a chore, because it never was and it never will be. This is something that we do for fun and that we enjoy. Like, sure, I invested in it, but, like, I invested in it so that I can keep myself, so I can keep myself in a good spot, in a good space. I mean, that's all I really got for now. Like,
well, I'll give you your flowers. You've, like you said, you've created a space for you and the people you care for to just have an outlet, in a sense, and just have some fun. And it's, I know it goes very much appreciated amongst your friends and I. And, you know, we'll always have your back with everything. And thank you for creating this space, not only for us, but for yourself.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that. Truly, I do. It feels good to hear that, you know. Cause like when I started this shit, you know, I just started it. I wasn't really expecting much traction, you know, and then I kept at it, and, you know, we've had ups and downs, good ups, stagnant downs, not bad ones, but, you know, and yeah, man, I want to give consistency. I want to give that comedic relief. And I right now I feel like I can't do it, you know? So we gotta take a step back. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anything else you want to add? No.
We'll be back.
We'll be back. I at least want to, you know, tap in with mental health, and then we'll give our closing thoughts. So, how's your mental health, Jay?
I'm pretty good. You know, there's a couple things here and there that's on my mind that will get solved in due time, but I'm choosing not to stress over it because I know it'll all work out.
That's good. That's good.
How is your mental health?
I'm in a good space. I you know, started therapy. Had therapy today. And it feels good to be able to just release and be accepted and welcomed in a space where, you know, that's free of judgment and biases, you know, where I can process and work through the issues that I'm facing, you know? So things are looking better right now. I can't wait for August. Oh my God. I need to be up out of here, bro. And it can't come faster. So, but that's how I'm feeling.
I'm glad that you're going to therapy and it's...
Thank you.
It's helping you.
I appreciate that.
I'm glad it's only going to go up from here.
It is, you know, it is. I gotta, you know, fall in love with the process and, you know, put in the legwork.
Mm-hmm.
And things will go up. And it's looking up, to be honest. So, yeah. Closing thoughts.
Don't think just because I'm not going to be here, you going to slack on drinking your water.
Yep.
I'll see you when we get back. It's not going to be long.
It won't be long. It's me. It's your boy. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here and sharing this space with us. Like I said, it means so much to us and especially to me because I was able to cultivate a space where, you know, we're able to be ourselves and be happy. And it warmed my heart to know that you wanted to be a part of that. Truly.
I mean, I wasn't myself. I've put on a mask this entire time.
Yeah, man. Fuck. We'll be back, yo. It's, you know, we're still gonna be kicking. We still got music to release. So, you know, things will be happening here and there, but we're pressing pause for now. But it won't be for long. So, drink your water, wash your ass. We gave your girl a shout out. So let her know because that means you heard it. Yeah. If your bitch don't know Quest, you don't know nobody, you know what I'm saying? Hmm. And we'll be back, all right? And remember, We love you. And you are important to the people in your life. And you matter. Peace out.